I guess good chodesh, everybody. We're starting here, Perek Hey. A mitzvah shenasa Hashem es baruch Yisrael yesh lishalehem. So he just got through explaining the olam mitzvahs and why the shayach to tzuras adam of kol Yisrael, and now he's asking a mitzvah shenasa Hashem es baruch Yisrael yesh lishalehem. Im ribu a mitzvahs l'toyv lehem k'mashmos pshat hakosuf. Is having a lot of mitzvahs a mile of Kal Yisrael. V'shenema v'yitzaveina shalakir alas achuk ha-meil l'toiv lono kol ha-yomim v'tstoka v'chulu. V'im ki yesh loimash ena kuzindabe ribu mitzvahs rak sh'amitzvahs hem l'toiv la'adam. So the pashta pshat of the pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of these mitzvahs in order that we do well. That's sort of like a pashta pshat. He says you could ding zich, and you could say it means that mitzvahs are good for a person. So l'maisa we have a mefurish memra that the ribui of mitzvahs is a toy for Kal Yisrael. So the problem is a very, very famous problem. I mean, we don't do well with the fact that we have a lot of mitzvahs. We are nichshol a lot. So why is there a toiv to kol Yisrael with ribu mitzvahs? But dov is a negra seichel shay lemayit b'mitzvahs shay tzarlish mahabim mitzvahs v'im hoya zechel mahabah deimit mitzvahs mashu moisa mitzvahs shazif shazif lisko kach loy mahabah. So lemayisa, we do a lot better if you have a few mitzvahs. We'd be able to do it b'zot mahabah. Now that we have a lot of mitzvahs, we run into problems. That's his kasha. So he's going to bring a Rambam and two of his own tirutzim. But Rambam's al pirshus echdes makis v'zel l'shoynoi me ikre amuna b'toyra ki keshi yikayim odam mitzvah metayag mitzvahs kuroi v'kohigin v'lo yishite v'kavanosi v'kavanos oylam ala sheyas oysa me avgash badcho inezor chayom haba v'al zel merbchanino ke mitzvah mitzvahs b'yoysam harbi I efshash l'asodam b'chayav achs mehen amat kunta v'al shtey musa. So the Rambam says the following pshat, that what's mezakeh a person with chayel haba is a mitzvah lishma. Mitzvahs lishma are very, very hard to come by. So if we have a lot of mitzvahs, each person is different, each person is different. Chunis, ulai, kulahai v'ulai, maybe zecha to one. Obasiyas oisa mitzvah techaye nafshe v'oisa maisa. He brings a Gemara of Chaim Metradin, a Shor of Chaim Metradin, Mani Chayom Haba. The Gemara of Adazara, Reb Chaim Metradin asked, do I have a Chayom Haba? Beishiva Meishiv Klum Ma'isa Bal Yotcha? Did something good happen to you? Did you do a good mitzvah? Klum Ma'isa Mitzvah Kahoygen? Beishiva Yikin Is Damna Loi Mitzvah Tzok Al Shleimus? It says that he had Moz Purim with Moz Stocker, they were in a schalif, they gave it off at stocker. So really, the that's Rama, very, very spiritual Mishnayas, very, very hard to understand where he's coming from. Vitaimalze, Kerisbu Devora, what I mean, the Gemara, Shoshana behead you, the Libukal Alma, Bereva, Vers, Liyama Din, Nidim, Gehenim. So for a Gemara that you go, Bosaroif, Bosmair, Loilam Habo, the Hokam, at the Gemara, Tabraham Habo. Gemara says that you don't need anything lishma. Lishma is a wonderful ma'ale, it's gevaldik. But the cheshbon is a tally. Roiv versus mir. The Rambam himself, the halacha brings like that. The miyim eroda aminan shafil mitzvahs achas zoch lai mahaba hayin shoyis mitzvah achas osu shum avera. Maybe you'll say it means if you did one mitzvah without averas, im kein enkan lahag l'schar klal. So you don't gain anything. The soif soif, kashash mahaba mitzvahs av shasab b'chatoim, b'chatoim achrim. So at the end of the day, we gain nothing by it. In other words, the Rambam does not mean anything about the Chet of Roiv, and b'meil it's hard to understand where it's coming from. Okay, so Hilamaisa sort of is mafrich the Rambam Shita, and he goes on. He's going to say his own pshatim. I want to fans for the Rambam. Obviously, the Rambam is Derish a Hezbah, I think what the Rambam means like this. I've heard it over the years, also from Moshe, but I'll come upon it. This is the pshat. Let's give an example. If I have, if someone asks me, you know, if I ask about somebody, does he go to the opera, for instance? So there's be'emes two nekudas, I guess I would say the right thing, to be done on if the person is going to the opera. One is, does he know what an opera is, care what it is, have a shaychus to it? And two, did he pay for a ticket to get in? Those are the two requirements to have a shaychus to it. If I'm not shaykh to the world of art, I don't step foot in the museum. I could have the money to pay for it, someone could send me tickets. I'm no shaychus. And even if somebody drags me there, I'm physically maybe there, but I'm not there. I can't say I was in the art museum. I was in a boring meeting. That's what it was for me. Somebody dragged me there, and I went there, and I had no, you know, I had no choice. But I can't say that I'm in the art museum if I'm not shaykh to art. I can't say I'm in a music museum in an opera if I'm not shaykh to opera. That is, whenever I want to ask myself, am I shaykh to a certain place or not? The answer is, I need first and foremost to be shaykh to the place, and then I need to have made the effort to get there. The Olam Haba is not like Olam Haza. It's a place like Olam Haza. You have a lot of tickets that you need to get in. So you rack up carnival tickets, you lose some of them, and the question is, I get Olam Haba. That's the second half of the equation. The first half of the equation is, am I shaykh to Olam Haba? The question is, do I have, am I a ben Olam Haba? A person who has no aptitude, no musagim, no shaykhis to Olam Haba, is not a ben Olam Haba. No matter how you cut it, he's not shaykh to it. There's a pchina because Rosh Nakabes Chalkoberia. The dogs who didn't bark also got schar, but they're not bnei olam haba. Bnei olam haba means I'm a member of a world of different musagim. The lishma means that I am shaykh to the musagim that it's there for. Let's go back again to our opera example. What does it mean if I go to the opera lishma? What does that mean? So I could go to the opera because it's the in thing to do. I could go to the opera because I have to try to make some sort of business deal with somebody, and this person likes opera, so going to the opera with him is a way to get it done. I can go to the opera because I work there as a cleaning person. Many, many reasons why I go there. Lishma means I'm not shaykh to the essence of it. I'm shaykh to some peripheral reason for it, to some tangential aspect of it. Lishma means I like the music, I like the show, I like whatever it is that it presents. If a person is shaykh to the world of, lishma means I'm shaykh to the world of ruchnius. It's just like if in this world, if I can enjoy this world, I'm shaykh to this world. If I have no enjoyment to this world, I'm not shaykh to this world. Olam ha, ben olam haba means I'm shaykh to a world that's ruchnius. If I never do anything where my nefesh touches on the ruchnius of it, it's I'm doing this mitzvah because if I don't give tzedakah, my business is not going to prosper. So I'm shaykh to the world of business. Some people take out insurance. Some people do this and that. I give Hashem because, but my world is the world of the business. That's Shalei Lishma. So I'm not Shaykh to Olam Haba. If I never, ever, ever in my life did a mitzvah where I connected with the world beyond, with the world of Ruchnius, then I'm simply not part of that mitzvah. I can't be an Olam Haba because I'm not an Olam Haba. It's like the same way that if a person is close to music, is shlop the opera. I could physically be, the GPS can locate you in the opera house, but I'm not in the opera. The B'meila, what the Rambam is saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marba Torah mitzvahs. And I'd like to go a step further. I'd like to maybe say a point that I think might lie within what the Rambam says. There are different people have different aptitudes for ruchnius. One person gets turned on the Vien Shas in Bar Mitzvah. One person gets turned on. One person gets turned on by a very, very a davening that's extremely inspiring. One person gets turned on by helping somebody out of a tough spot. All of those are gateways to a world of ruchnius, and for different people, our array of ruchnius goes where I connect viscerally to one particular point. This is my nekuda. And the other thing, I know it's important to learn. I know it's important to daven. If you give tzedakah, it brings out the shema. But my array of ruchnius for most people starts with a certain central nekuda, and everything else is built around it. Which, again, my mamuska is, I think it's one of the issues we have in our system, in the educational system, is for many people, learning is a turn-on to some degree. And I'm not knocking the system as a system, but the key to making a person committed and blossoming a ruchnius is finding a nekuda that speaks to him. So obviously you can't run a school like a zoo. You can't have everybody like tayag mitzvahs, tayag kids, each kid takes a different mitzvah, and you specialize in klai akerim, and you specialize in this. I mean, it's obviously there's a you can't get into absurdity, you can't run a Montessori for adults. But b'chol eifin, understanding the nekuda of lishma means this is where you're shayach to the olam haruchni. And the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, that at least we have one. Now, the second question is, am I getting into that world? Okay, so there, it depends if I have money for tickets. There it depends how much mitzvahs I did, how many averes I did, get tickets off the averes. That's already cheshbonis of being a zeichet olam haba. But if a person be'etzem is not a ruchnistic person, if a person be'etzem is clueless about ruchnius, then he's not an olam haba, even if he's sitting there, so to speak. And that's why it's absurd. I heard about a certain person, business. He gave Rabbi Chalihuda Lefkowitz a big sum for being mevasis his kailim, and Rabbi Yehuda it promised him a seat on haba next to him. That's the way I heard the story. I had some thoughts about the story. First of all, if this poor person had to sit next to Rabbi Michael Yehuda for the rest of his life in this world, he would go out of his mind. He would pay twice as much not to have to sit next to him and not to have learned a chavrusa. For him to sit and learn 8 hours of chavrusa with Michael Yehuda would drive this person out of his mind. So I mean, what do you think? You magically become someone else? Secondly, you know, his thinking about Olam Haba is businessmanlike. In other words, if you give enough money, you get the right chelik, and you get the better seats. I mean, he's sort of putting Olam Haba into his business box. You know, so my assumption is the story is not true. My assumption is maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find a place. It's a schus for this person to mesh his life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does develop in a ruchnistic way. I'm not going to practice, but I'm talking about the Hagasha. So the Rambam's point is, if a person has one thing lishma means you connected with the etzem point of that mitzvah. And if you connect to that point of mitzvah, you are ben olam haba. Now the question is, do I have what it takes to get into olam haba? That's how I would understand the Rambam, and I believe I heard this from Shapiro many times, this explanation, one way or another, and that's pshat to answer the Rambam. Next, the Maral says, So the Maisa, the Rambam does bring a Gemara. The Gemara is mashman at one mitzvah is Olam Haba. So the Maral is going to give two as Beirim in this Agadata, this Gemara, in a way that, you know, that he thinks is right. Venera. Loy bishabishul mitzvah zois yiskal om haba. Rakshiroa bekim is asking to conam oitre machmin boy, which goes Ramzal Basmoy. Shemizea maese roche kim is asking to conam. Umizoye deo should say gomikiro mitzvah bono haba. So the first psalm says a pashto pshat that he wasn't asking him bishus what. He was telling him, show me an example of who you are. You're asking if I'm ben al mahaba. Show me an example that's a simon and milsa who you are. Said I had no hesitation taking out the most current gemara tzedaka. So b'meila, that's a simon that you're a type of person who's a very ruchnistic person, a very good person, and you're ben al mahaba. That is pshat one. Beer base. Void any oy man. The second pshat he's saying is deeper than the first. Tell me some of like what are you all about? And he told him his maise. Wow, that's a fantastic maise. It's gevaldik. It's kind of erudite. The second pshat that he's saying is, this maisa itself carries within itself a simon of what a ben olam haba is. Vehu, he says. Va'ama most persons have a stock of chilakas aniyam v'adover ram is muflon. Kimol shal purim enam oimdim rak l'riba chila b'shtia. V'lahoya yom azeh yom sheish be'kedusha v'asuda inyan gashmi l'gamri. Shezeh l'kvayr ayim v'maz kedusha asoy. He says, Lamasha, Suda Shabbos and Yontif, there's a day that's Kaddish. The Kedusha expressed by the fact that we're menutik from Inyanam Haza, we don't work, we don't do this, we don't do that, we make Kiddush. It's a Gashmistic Inyan that has in itself interwoven certain strands of Ruchnias. So if the day has Kedusha, this is the Suda of the day, it would be different. So it was a totally physical maisa. So there's something that's maisa where he took a context that was kulagashmias, he transferred to ruchnias without any hesitation. There was no bedovaz a remesh yachavom hazbom habol yichile klavom haze kol chelkash a royal bom haze shomdalom haba. Kamoish abem zepchanim etrad natzadik. He was one of that sarugim malchus she nisrav sevitor imoy lechelk bom haze rakakol shomdalom haba. So the Maaser of Chaim and Tradian was like that. It was Kulei Oila Kolel, brought up to Olam Haba. So this Maaser not only was Stama Simin, that I did a mitzvah with such Hida, with such mitzvah, not such Chumra, but the content of the mitzvah had this point. So he says, Mazomikim kem yechal yechal ke gisim yesha shechoka shorol Olam Haza ushal Olam Haba. So b'meila, this Gemara itself presents no raya to what the Rama Shita is. It simply is a raya from a particular maisa, either generally speaking, or specifically because there's a remez in this maisa about the status of Rav Chaim So I'm back to square one. How do I answer that which the Rambam said? So now he's going to say his pshat in that Gemara, in that Mishnah.
Avul
The moral says as follows. It's going back to what he said before the point. Klal Yisrael that has many more mitzvahs has a greater aptitude for mitzvahs. L'mashal, if I have kids in a class, and one kid I see is very bright, his mind works very well, he's got many other tchunas needed for learning well, I'm going to push him a lot harder and demand a lot more from him than from a kid that I feel doesn't have many of the attributes needed to learn. So I'm going to say, you cut out to be a Talmud Chacham, it's a shanda that you're not learning. in a different type of environment, a kid who has what it takes to be an athlete. He's got very strong muscles, he's built well, he's got stamina, he also has a drive for it. I'm going to push him to go for the best. Some of that I feel is not. I'm not going to push him. So the question is, who is the person? It goes in reverse. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of mitzvahs that's expected of Klal Yisrael, then he gave them an aptitude for it, and that itself makes them a different person. A person, we'll go back to martial music, a person who's got what it takes to be musical, it means he's a musical person. Even let's say the person himself kind of never developed it, but it means that I can put him, let's say I have a choice of what environment to put him in, I'll put him in an environment that fosters it because I think this person has what it takes. He will snap into it. Klal Yisrael are ruchnistic people because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them that way. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these mitzvahs to do, it means we have the ability and aptitude to do that. These are the mitzvahs that fit our personality. A person can choose not to do it. And just like somebody who has what it takes to learn and doesn't learn, so he gets the wrath of his Rebbe, his school, etc., justifiably so. And you know, he could be an object of shame. Again, I don't mean to shame a class, but I'm saying in principle, this person I could tell him, somebody with the aptitude you have and doing nothing with it, it's a shanda, as opposed to someone who doesn't have the aptitude. Klal Yisrael can be held at fault, terribly at fault. They are held up at fault. But at the end of the day, we have a superiority that we're ruchnistic people. The truth is, it's not racism, because many of the goyim really, really don't even care for that world. It's not something the pshat is, you know, oh yeah, 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 I'm not so ruchnistic. I mean, all it means is we shayach the world of musagim. We need less om hazim. We want more olam haba. He says, all of the people who've lived and have not been zeichah to half a Torah, we don't have most of Torah. We're not the kind most of Torah. Karbanis, Avavis Amigdash, Tomentara, Zroyim, and the last star we've been able to mekayim. All of that is, even though we can't defile do it, we do have the aptitude for these things. We have it in us. So, they have a greater aptitude for ruchnius, and he tosses in a line over here, the Maral, that that's why they have a greater schus they have greater schar. My assumption is also, being that the schar is ruchnius in its nature, they have a greater aptitude. But yichshel chasayv sayv yaschar mitzvah seidam. But then you'll say, okay, but at the end of the day, we have the same chance to mess up. So Lemaise says it's 50-50 whether we're going to do it or not. And therefore, we on the chance that we do it, we're going to win a lot more, and that makes it better. And I guess I would add a piece that Lemaise, that's what it means. Gehenim is a way to get to, the Averis we do, and Ral says this point many, many times, the Averis we do are incidental to our being, and that's why they can come out with dry cleaning, with Gehenim. It's just like when you're given something to dry clean, the reason why a spot is supposed to come out, as opposed to the color of the garment, the color of the garment is supposed to be the etzem, it's supposed to become part and parcel of the garment, and the spot is extraneous. People, as long as we have spots on us, we're not shayach to Olam Haba, but the spots can come out, and we can remain bnei Olam Haba because our etzem achana. So the cottons having Olam Haba is not a pchin of schar as much as that's his metzias. Finally, that doing a lot is a schus lekashemidi. We can't, in other words, it's not either or. His pshat here is much of Pshut is saying, schar has in itself many, many dargas. So it's just like if a person invests, has $100 to invest, the maximum you can earn is whatever. If he has $100,000 to invest, he can earn a lot more. The earning potential, the positive potential of a small amount of mitzvahs is small. You'll ask, but the chance of losing everything is much greater and a risky investment. If we would be talking about each individual, or as a shayla, he's talking about Klai as a cloud. Ki af im hoya yosef tevlar pot shel haver mitzvus, but Klai Yisrael, aman my perik aleph Klai Yisrael mechutz gal teira. So if you're talking about the cloud as a cloud, Klai Yisrael that serve a cloud, they certainly have a propensity for mitzvus. They certainly are toiv, or certainly don't have it. Each person individually is different. I was once sitting at a Sheva Brachis in Eretz Yisrael, a neighbor of mine, his daughter married an Amshon of a Chassid. And the Amshon of a Rebbe was there at the Sheva Brachis. The Sheva Brachis started at 3:30 a.m. For those of you who would like to know when Amshon of the Sheva Brachis, I think he's backed up now a few years, but at those days he still would go, and it was 3:30 a.m. he came. And so he was sitting there. The Amshon was an extraordinary deep person, an Amkin alamda, a really extraordinary person. And someone wanted one of the Nichbadim, the father of the Chas, the grandfather of Kala, was a, the grandfather of Kala is a, Chashatam, Chacham Hungarian, but you know, fixed. So he asked the Rebbe Astira. It says we make a bracha yetzah ha'adam, which means it's a shevach for bias adam. On the other hand, we say noyach le'adam shalay nivra. So how can you make a bracha on bias ha'adam? So the Gerers have a whole pulpul that we're talking about a chasson. Chasson is avanes of nechalim. So at that point, he's taka royu for everything good, but then he messes up. You know, typical stuff. So the Rebbe listened. I don't know if you have seen it, but like he listens very carefully. Like he thinks about it, and then he said, every person individually is a sakana. Noyach loyla adam shal nivra. For each person individually, a loyla adam, it's not shivra. Adam, the klolius, is grand. Yoitze Hadam. That's the way he said it. And he's saying a similar point here. Klal Yisrael as a klal is the fact that they have belonged to a tzibur. Rebbe misses the tzibur as a tzibur. A tzibur is not mace, a tzibur is not kreita. A tzibur is above it all. Each person individually has his own din b'cheshbon. The person rejects it as taking himself a feature cover itas makal cover beika. Im came be vade chotzin ser sober ibe mitzvus. Va'oi ki ika pira shirotza Hashem yisparach zak yisrael hayne shot zak yisim bal korchum ibe mitzvus. It also means that one more pshat, he says, so now he's saying a third pshat, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us, he's expecting us to do great, even if we may choose not to. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted his Akas mitzvahs because that's what he wants out of us to do good. Here he adds another knach that that the mitzvahs are there to bring out the best in a person. Everybody understands that more and different mitzvahs bring out more and good in a person. We're not talking specifically about just schar. We're talking about it bringing out the Adam. The more we're different than Behema, the more we have mitzvahs, obligations, activities that bring out the most ruchnis in us, we're higher people. So we're not talking about just the cheshbon v'olam haba. We're talking about etzem tzuras adam. So let's say a father wants a son to become accomplished, to learn something, a trade, a discipline, an education. And the son says, "I'd rather hang out in the pizza store." The father is right in expecting he wants to bring more out of the kid. It's definitely for his good to bring out the best. Okay, that's the end of the parak over here. Any points, any questions, any nekudas? I want to thank Yaakov. I don't know if the visual is better, but Yaakov brought a very high-tech device to enhance the visual. It's a piece of wood that they put the computer on. I'm not sure if it's better or not, but I can put him. Okay, yeah, what did you want to ask? Somebody was asking something.
Yeah. Point. It seems like the morale is saying for carrot from the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying a person has to do something to be Zeichen. The morale is saying mamash for carrot, that he's be'etzem, class of be'etzem shayach to everything.
Correct. The Rambam is saying the nekud of lishma. You could say it's not a steer because we are shaykh in any mitzvah to do lishma. The fact that we have different aptitudes in different areas. So just like a person who's extremely well gifted, and he's good in he's intellectual and he's musical and he's athletic and he's business minded. So the person has many milas. Whether or not you accomplish anything depends on whether you make use of it. So it's a lot of steer, but you're right. Each one is being madgish at a different point. The Maral says the very being a person who shy up all these things is a chshivas. We appreciate it as such. And the Rambam is saying that the foil is zeichet to the Olam Haba by bringing out one or the other of the shleimus.
How does Gehenim do that? What's the secret ingredient?
What?
How does Gehenim purify or make a person more of a Ben Olam Haba?
So, I would assume, and again, obviously we would talk about something you really don't understand, I don't know how to not get him, but the point is, wherever a person associates Tsar and Yisurim with something, it takes it out of the other person. The muscle. Imagine somebody else, let's say you have a chevre and somebody humiliates somebody else. Now, the best way, and a person gets into the habit of that, and he gets sort of a kick out of it. Imagine he himself is put into a situation where he goes through the same humiliations that he visited on the other person. At some point, he will begin to understand why that is, why it's bad. When you associate pain with something, that becomes bad to you. And therefore, the body disengages, or the person, body, whatever we'll call it, disengages from whatever it is that you're engaged in because of now the pain has sort of taken it out of you. That's sort of the dogma we could think of. That's why Mida Keneged Mida and all this and yon, that's why it's so important that, because what it's meant to do is re-educate the person. We've gotten used to, so the muscle, if a person, you know, if a person, let's take a muscle, something used to be very common, you know, biting nails, they used to put this stuff that tastes bitter on the nails. So the first thing it does is, yes, it's each time you bite the nail, it's not pleasant, but deeper is you associate not pleasure, discomfort with that maisa, and the nail of the body rejects the maisa as being something that is not good. That's when we become, when something becomes entrenched in us, an activity, it's because it's pleasurable, pleasant, pleasurable, and Gehenna reverses the process. Okay. What?
Yeah. Why in the Pshat and the Rambam, why does someone need to do a maisa that is 100% lishma in order to be shayach l'olam haba? If it's not 100% lishma, so there's a mix of shayach l'olam haba and shayach l'olam haza.
So ideally, if a person really, really had shayches to the lishma, the other stuff would fall away. Let's give an example. When I do a favor for somebody, so I can have mixed motives. You know, sometimes I do something just for music, for business reason. I give him a gift. I know that he responds, and so on and so forth. Pure business, totally sure. Sometimes I like the fellow also a favor also, and so on. But let's say a child of mine, a father that does something for a child, and then says, you know what? It's also a good investment because this child might help me with a business deal. You'd say, no, that's not a real father. That's not really in the Shema. A person who were to sense a ruchnistic world, la'amito, if he really had that sense, the other stuff would not at all play a role in it. The other things would not be in any way of any chshivas to himself. If a person buys, let's say an example, a person buys an expensive piece of work for me, if I appreciate the value of the thing itself, the emes, it should not be able to dilute it. So I'm not, if you talk about a kres shalei lishma, and so yes, I'm doing it because the right thing to do, and I also get anah from it, yes, those things are shayach. But a person who somehow touches into the etzem thing itself, he's not shaykh to the other things. Okay, good.
Welcome, Abba. I don't know if you noticed, but there's a new participant, Rav Asher Seipash.
Oh, wow. What's his code? Ah, Asher. Okay. Ruchem Abayim. Okay. Take care. All the best. Good to chaydash.
Good to chaydash.